When a white policeman shot and killed an unarmed black teen last month in Ferguson, Missouri, protests erupted and exposed deep racial and economic divisions in the St. Louis area. While reporting on the unrest, St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum stumbled upon an unusual young man who's been pondering the underlying problems in his city. Rosenbaum spent some time with Marquise Govan and sent us this report.
The St. Louis County Council convened for a regular meeting on August 19th. It was the day after a particularly turbulent night in Ferguson, one filled with tear gas and many arrests. Only a couple dozen people showed up at the council meeting. Three spoke during the public comment section. One was Marquise Govan. He lowered the microphone before speaking.
The people of Ferguson, I believe, don't need tear gas thrown at them. I believe they need jobs. I believe the people of Ferguson, they don't need to be hit with batons. What they need is people to be investing in their businesses.
Dressed in freshly pressed slacks, a white shirt and tie, the 11-year-old implored the council and the public to look at the underlying issues. Economics, the racial makeup of the police force.
You're paying attention to the looting and things like that when the real issues aren't being solved. There's a reason why those people are out there.
He spoke with no notes.
I couldn't believe it because I've seen adults come before us to speak, and they might have their prepared statement, and they stumble through it because they're nervous. And Marquise was just perfect.
That's Councilwoman Hazel Irby. She's been on the county council for more than 10 years. She also knows Govan's family and has watched Govan's interest in politics blossom over the years. She recalls him at a town hall meeting last year.
And one of the questions he asked just blew everybody away. I think he said, how are you going to create businesses? We have businesses now, but how are you going to create business and then retain them in St. Louis County or whatever? But whatever he said, it was so intellectual that I couldn't even go back and repeat it.
When he's not at county council meetings, Govan is a student at Loyola Academy in St. Louis. In between his classes, the sixth grade political junkie opines on national politics, deriding certain U.S. senators as politocrats.
I will call Mary Landrieu a politocrat. I will call Mark Pryor a politocrat. They will do anything to stay in Washington.
I told my colleagues, the teachers, that they better be ready for Marquise when they're given instruction in class.
Eric Clark is the president of Loyola Academy. The rigorous Jesuit school attracts low-income students who test into the school and pay on a sliding scale.
This is my sixth year here, and I cannot recall a young man that's been so interested in politics. Other subjects, young men, yes, but politics, no.
Many Loyola students come from tough backgrounds, as did Govan.
My parents, they were not in the conditions, let's say that, to take care of me. They didn't have what they needed to take care of me.
As a baby, Govan spent time in foster care. When he was two, his great-grandmother Jenny Bracey took custody of him. She gave him his first taste of politics by taking him along with her when she went out to vote.
By me telling him that and getting him up early in the morning to go to the polls with me, he became very interested because he knew that he had to know these candidates so that I would select the right person.
Govan says he first started thinking about politics during the 2008 presidential election. He was five.
Yeah, I really did start at a very young age. My grandmother always had the news on. We always watched funny shows, and I mean, everybody was talking about it. And at points, I would stop by political shows like, what in the world are they talking about? And I started getting it.
It doesn't matter how many pages you read, it matters how long you read.
Govan does possess other interests. He's a soccer fan and played for a while, but his main activity is politics. For now, he wants his classmates to get interested in voting. One day, he may need their votes. He describes himself as a Democrat, though more conservative than one of the politicians he wants to emulate.
I want to be one of those leaders, like Nancy Pelosi, but sometimes I don't necessarily agree with her politically. I want to be a leader like her, except I want to be this new wing. I want to lead all the conservative Democrats and moderates who are sometimes left out of their party, saying that they're party switchers. They're not party switchers. They're compromisers.
And the 11-year-old who reads Barack Obama's memoir in between classes has a bigger dream, at least according to his great-grandmother.
He says, I'm getting to be an old lady, and he's going to have to ask God to let me live a little bit longer so that I can see him become the president of the United States.
An ambitious goal, to be sure. But if Marquise Govan ever takes the oath of office near a city hall or the nation's capital, his political start may be traced back to a tumultuous August evening when he decided to speak up. For NPR News, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.